Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, our third segment of the show. Today we feature Manhattan Fire Department. Fire Marshal Jake Powell is joining us here via Zoom. Jake, good to see you again.
Good morning, Brandon.
It's always a pleasure. We get an update from the Manhattan Fire Department once a month here on the first Wednesday of the month, and it's a segment we are appreciative to have because the fire department does a lot of good work here in our community, especially around the 4th of July, and wanted to start there. Did we see any major incidents involving fireworks?
Fortunately, no. We had a really calm year as far as fires. We had two trash cans on fire. Fortunately, neither of those were close to a structure, but those are most often the fireworks thrown away after they're discharged without allowing them to be completely cooled down or soaked with water. So we just lucked out. Nobody had any property damage. And it was fortunately a wet year, so we didn't see the grass and the brush fires caused by fireworks this year.
The only incident that I really heard anything about, besides the incident on the river, which Riley County Fire was called out to, was the incident up at Top of the World, which I think you guys provided mutual aid to. Was that fireworks related?
That was fireworks related. The county called us for mutual aid. I guess I spoke too soon on the rainfall we had, but there was a grass fire at the Top of the World Park up off of Marlatt Avenue that we provided mutual aid to go assist with the extinguishment.
Okay. It didn't seem to do a ton of damage. You can see a little bit of the noticeable there on the hill, but nothing major.
No structure damage, no property damage. The grass, the prairies is evolved to burn every year or every so often, so it'll regenerate next year and be just as vibrant.
All right, and of course we're outside the window now. People may still hear fireworks booming every once in a while. Are there fines for people who still shoot them off at this point?
Yeah, they can be issued a notice to appear for a violation of the city ordinance. Just a reminder, fireworks aren't allowed to be shot any time of the year. They are only allowed July 1st through July 4th here in the city limits. So please refrain from shooting fireworks anymore until next 4th of July. If you do get caught, it is a potential notice to appear for a city violation. Our CPD was quite busy, mostly doing education, people that either were discharging in the street or discharging past the hours they're allowed to. They would take call from a citizen and go and provide the education on the city ordinances to those people not following them.
All right, good enough. Well, we have a caller here with a question or a comment, so let me take them real quick. Good morning, you're on In Focus.
I want to thank you for your service and contribution to the city and all of your people work with you. You know, online, there's so many people with cameras now take pictures of the fires when they first start in a house. And it's so fast, it goes up so fast before the fire truck gets there. The neighbor's house here was on fire. And I'm standing in my picture window watching. The only thing between their fire and my place was your back and your fire hose. I want to thank you so much. I hope nobody else ever has to witness that. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you very much for your call. We appreciate your thanks. We're there to help.
And we did have a report of a fire late last week, and I believe it had to do with some improper disposal of rags, some oil-soaked rags, and there's some potential danger there. Those can ignite pretty quickly.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that don't realize the dangers of stain and oil-based finishes and how they can self-heat. The rags, if they're soaked in finish or stain and disposed of in a pile or in a regular trash can, they'll trap heat because as that material dries, it creates heat and releases heat. And if that heat is not allowed to dissipate, it builds up to a level that it ignites the rags and the contents that is in the trash can with it. So that's what happened on Friday morning. We had an oil-soaked rag that self-heated, caused a trash can fire that unfortunately spread to the framing of the house caused some damage to a house. But we want to remind people, if you're using oil-based stains or finishes, that those oil-soaked rags need to be disposed of properly. You can put them in a sealed metal container with an airtight lid and dispose of them at the household hazardous waste site. Or you can lay them out on the driveway, weight them down with a rock so that they dry and dissipate the heat. And once they're completely dry, then put them in a sealed metal container and throw them away in the trash. But don't throw those away just in the regular garbage pail or the trash bag in your garage or shop. We have these fires on occasion, and I think it's due to a lot of people not understanding the, those finishes and those oil-based products pose a risk.
That's some good advice. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, there's probably hazards that exist in most people's garages that they're not thinking about all the time, especially when temperatures get up to 100 degrees. You know, I was talking at an event here this past weekend about someone mentioned they once had fireworks in their car. They were storing them in their car, and I think they just forgot about it. It was in the trunk or something, and those ignited and destroyed her car. This is a few years ago, but having a proper place to store something flammable is so important.
Yep, definitely. Any flammable combustible liquids, gasolines, oils, paint thinners, don't store those in the occupied portions of your house. Don't store them where they're exposed to high heat, direct sunlight, so that they can not escape the containers. The vapors from gasoline and paint thinners and those types of materials are what is extremely hazardous. If they're putting off a lot of vapors, they can get to an ignition source and cause an explosion or a fire.
Speaking with Jake Powell, Fire Marshal here with the Manhattan Fire Department. I want to talk a little bit about some building permits here in town. We've seen that, you know, those come out weekly here through our email. We noticed one here recently approved was for Stormont Vale Hospital.
Yeah, Stormont Vale is building a three-story medical office building at Research Park Drive. It'll be up off of North Manhattan Avenue, at the top of the hill above K-State campus. That'll be doctor's offices, pretty much any general doctor's type visits will be able to be handled there.
It's a multi-million dollar facility there and a pretty large project, one of the larger ones here in Manhattan at this time. Are there other projects you can maybe give us some insight into here?
We have reviewed the plans for the Casey's down at 3rd and Fort Riley Boulevard. As many people have seen, that old office building was demolished here a week or two ago. I believe all that's left is for them to come in and pay for and pick up their permit. That project might be getting bid now, or the contractors might be being selected. So that could start here anytime.
What's the latest on Taco John's? I know that thing caught fire in late March, and it's been sitting for a bit.
Yeah, they have a contractor in there doing kind of some general cleanup and exposing the structural portions of the building where the fire occurred to see what all needs repaired. And they'll be doing cleanup and getting that back in service, but I don't have a timeline.
Very good. Okay. Well, I know the Hampton Inn came down recently as well. Is there any plans for that site yet? Have you heard?
No, we haven't had any discussion or anybody reach out on a potential future use for that site.
All right. Fair enough. Well, Jake, do you have anything else we haven't talked about you want to get out to the public?
Just remind people that summertime and get outside and enjoy the weather when it's nice, but be safe. As always, if you have questions about fire safety or fire prevention in general, give us a call, 587-4506.
All right, sounds good. Well, Jake, we always appreciate getting an update and giving some people some good advice here with fire safety. We'll talk again next time.
Thank you, Brandon.
Stay tuned, and Focus continues after this on News Radio KMAN.